Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Nundalad, the 54th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a short Mizmor. It consists of 9 psukim, and there's basically 2 sections. The first 2 psukim are the Kotevet, or the introduction, or the inscription, which go as follows: Lematzech b'niginos maskil leDavid. This is for the conductor, and the neginos a maskil for David, referring to obviously the musical instruments as well that this was played with. And it is Bevor Hazifim Vayomru LeShaul Haloi David Mistater Imanu, when the Zifim came to Shaul and told him, David is hiding among us. The remainder is actually is the 2 sections, 3 to 5. Gimel to Hay is where he is calling out for salvation from Hashem, where he says, Elokim Mishimcho She'enu V'chigvurosro U'vigvurosro Sidineini. Hashem, please save me, judge me in your strength. And finally, at the end, he reaches salvation, and he says, "Ineash Elokim Ozerli, Hashem Yisrochei Nafshi, Hashem is helping me, Hashem is supporting my soul, and therefore, Hashem, I will give you binadavo es becholoch, I will give you a thanksgiving offering in appreciation, kitov, because you are good." That's what the Mizmor seems to be about. The central theme is the narrator is found in a place of mortal danger, and he goes on to describe his feelings and aspirations in that space, and he begs from salvation from Hashem, and moving on to knowing that Hashem did or will save him, and he prays Hashem for that salvation. In terms of the event that is behind the Mizmor, it seems pretty clear, because the second pasuk is Bevoy Hazifim Vayamru LeShaul Halo David Mistater Imanu. This is when the Zivim told Shaul, this is David is siding with us. So what is going on over here? What are we referring to? So if we go back to Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Gimel, this is the parallel incident that occurs then. And in that Mizmor, in that chapter of Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Gimel, there is a very sad event which occurs. And here's how it goes. David HaMelech at this point in time is a refugee, he's a renegade, he's running around with his band of men with very little support from Shaul, from anybody around, and being pursued by Shaul. While he is seeking refuge, he hears that there are Philistine raids going on in the south. The areas of a village called Keilah is being attacked by the Philistines. Now, with all due respect, this is the responsibility of the king. This is the responsibility of the federal forces to sort out, not somebody who's a refugee from those same federal forces. Instead, David HaMelech, instead of shrugging his shoulders and pushing off responsibility, goes off, defends the cities of Keilah from the perennial raids, and protects the city. However, word makes it to Shaul that David HaMelech is in Keilah, even though David HaMelech has been doing his job, Shaul's job. Nonetheless, Shaul sends off his army. David HaMelech consults with the Urim V'Tumim and realizes that he is either going to be betrayed by Keilah or is going to put them in danger by being there, and therefore leaves the city before Shaul can make it. He then goes to the desert or the area near Ziph, and this is where the Ziphim send a message to Shaul HaMelech telling Shaul that David, in fact, is among them. That's the betrayal that David HaMelech is referring to right here. And in Shaul HaMelech sends his army so fast and so swiftly to David that David is trapped in this desert to a degree that he really is actually at the top of a mountain. Shaul is surrounding him on all sides, and Shaul is about to close the loop. In fact, by the way, just to appreciate the words, these words are almost identical in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Gimel. Pasuk Yud Tes is Vayalu Zifim El Shaul Agivata. The Zifim go to Shaul in Giva. Vayomru Valemor Halo David Mistater Imanu B'Metzoros B'Metzodos B'Chorosha B'Givata Chachila Asher Mimin HaYishimon. They give specific instructions, the same words as used in this Mizmor. And that's what happens. The king sends off, and it really is a very, very close call. In fact, David HaMelech is trapped on the top of this mountain, and he is about to fall. David David He is surrounding him, and at that last moment, Umalach bo el Shaul lemor mahara velecha ki poshtu haplishtim al aretz. He receives this red alert that the Philistines have attacked the land of Israel, and Shaul is forced to make a decision whether to pursue his son-in-law David or whether to save Israel. He makes the right decision and leaves David, and ultimately David is saved. This is probably perhaps one of the closest moments in David HaMelech's life to death in the hands of Shaul. One interesting question just to ask oneself is, where exactly is Ziph? Well, if you look on the maps today, Ziph is a city in the area of Yehuda and Shomron, and it is roughly 4 miles south of Hebron. It is really not too far away. So it is a city we can identify, which means to say that it is in the territory of Yehuda. It is, according to all the Mepharshim, unequivocally in this area of Yehuda. Which tribe is David Melech from? David is from the city of Yehuda, from the area of Yehuda, which means to say the people who are betraying him are his own tribe. They are going up to Binyamin, to the tribe of Binyamin, to tell Shaul HaMelech about David HaMelech being there. This makes it even more of a more painful betrayal. It is worthwhile understanding this, and therefore reading this Mizmor in that context. When David HaMelech talks about the pain that he is in his mortal danger, it's not just the physical mortal danger, it is also the fact that David HaMelech is being hunted by his own brothers. His own brothers are the ones who put him in that place. In fact, the Radak at the very end of Perek Chof Gimel, there in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, says a remarkable thing. He quotes the as we're going to get to later on in Tehillim, the pasuk which says, "Ani amarti bechofzi kol adam kozev." David Melech says, "I said in my haste that all people are deceitful." What does that mean? He quotes the Medrash which says, "Listen to these words." Kevon shera David atzmoi mitzumtzam biyad Shaul. When David Melech found himself surrounded, besieged by Shaul HaMelech, Vanashom, and his men, Omar al-Chinam Mashach Oisi Shmuel. Shmuel anointed me as king for naught. V'amali kimishchach Hashem l'melech, heichon hi oisav tocha sh'amali. Where's the promise that he made to me, that I'd be safe? Minayin shekach Omar. So he says, and therefore, and this is what this pasuk is referring to. And what that means to say is that at this moment, at this very moment that David HaMelech was found in this precarious situation, he really did feel betrayed. He felt betrayed not only by the Ziphim, but he felt betrayed by the prophecies of Hashem even. He felt that Shmuel HaNavi was not correct in his nevuahs about him. He thought this was the real end. That is a very real perspective that Radak is sharing from this Medrash. In fact, it is worthwhile noting that in the Haggadah of the Abarbanel, on the Halel, on this Pasuk, Ani Amarti Bechavzi Kol Adam Kozev, he goes further and he says, and the Abarbanel speaking obviously from an autobiographical perspective, talking about witnessing the expulsion of Spain, negotiating with Ferdinand and Isabella to stop the expulsion, ultimately not unsuccessfully. The Abarbanel says a similar thing about his life. He says, Ani Amarti Bechavzi, he says, there were times it was so dark that I said, you know what, all these prophecies, all the prophecies of Yeshayahu, the fact that there would be a future, he says, cause of Yeshayahu b'nechem osav, cause of Yirmiyahu yechesk b'nevu asayhem, v'char shechen shara neviyim, kol adam kozev. He says, you know what, there was times in Jewish history where we feel the same thing, like David HaMelech felt on the top of that mountain. We feel that Hashem really did abandon us. We felt that this is the end. You know what, there was a change of plans. And he says, you know what, there's going to come a time in the Geula, and we're going to see that ultimately we were redeemed. Last minute, the Malach arrives and our enemies disappear from around us. That's what's going to happen to us as well. And there's been moments in history we've seen that as well. We witnessed the cloud over Europe, the ashes of our brethren and then out of nowhere, the establishment of the state of Israel. Not that the one caused the other one can answer the other, but understanding that there were moments that were so dark. We asked the same question that David HaMelech asked. It takes a little bit of time, a little bit of perspective. To see a grander plan, to appreciate that Hashem is still with us, even though we can't understand all of those moments. That's what the Abarbanel says, expanding on this Radak, in David HaMelech's perspective in this very dark moment in his own life. In terms of the places of the Tefillah, this appears. This Mizmor does not appear in our Tefillah specifically. One pasuk in the spotlight is if you look at pasuk Dalad, it says Elokim Shemat Tefilosi Azinal Imrefi. Hashem, please listen to my Tefillah. Pay attention to the words of our mouth. The Chida points out a very interesting thing, and he says that the people who betrayed him over here are people who, he quotes a Rava Chassid Mari Yavetz, who says that Dekevon Diyodima Din Nimshach Hayde Shmuel Anavi Haneemar Vakodesh Baruch Hu Itzilo Kama Pamim. He says, look, the people who betrayed him are people who knew that David HaMelech was the king to be. They knew that he was ultimately had already gotten the oil upon his head, which means to say their betrayal is something which is not just against their standing. They are taking a stand against what's in front of them. That's what it means to say when in the next pasuk when it says Hinei Elokim Oizerli. Hashem b'samchei nafshi. Hashem helps me. Hashem supports me. That doesn't mean to say that David HaMelech is saying at this point, Hashem is going to help me. He's saying these people have seen and witnessed that Hashem helps me, and still they betray me. That's the level of culpability of these people. And David HaMelech, therefore, this is more of an indictment than actually a request for help when he talks about these people. And of course, David HaMelech expands this large enough that for the many different placeholders and people in history who can fit into this description, this is what this mizmor is all about. May we always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and ultimately his salvation. As David HaMelech closes, Ki mikol tzarah hitziloni, v'Hashem save us from all our enemies, v'ayvayro asa'ani, v'asi the downfall of our enemies. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.